Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Samach Hey. Yuma Samach Hey, and we are on Samach Dalet Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom we will pick up. So we are discussing the machlokas between Rab and Rabbi Yochanan about how to understand our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if one of the pair of the Seirim died, so then you bring do a new Hagrala to bring another pair. The question is, what is the second animal that is brought? Let's say the Seir La'azazel dies. So I need to do another Hagrala to get another Seir La'azazel. Fine, so I have a new Seir La'azazel. Which Seir La'ashem do I bring? That's the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav said in yesterday's daf that I bring the second one, right? In that case, the Seir Lashem of the first pair. Well, Rabbi Yochanan says you bring the Seir Lashem of the second pair. Why is that? So Rav says, at least one version of the machlokas was Rav holds that Bali Chaim are not nidachin, that if you have a live animal, it is never pushed aside, even though it might be tainted for a moment, but that stain does not remain forever. That's Bali Chaim Einam Nidachin. Or Rabbi Yochanan says Bali Chaim are Nidach. Bali Chaim, once they are labeled as problematic, that label stays forever, and therefore they cannot be used. So this original one, the one that's with it in the original pair dies, so then it is tainted right now, because now it can no longer be brought until it gets another pair. So that stain stays forever, says Rabbi Yochanan, and that's why you have to bring the whole new second pairs. That was Bali Chaim Nidachin, Reinin Nidachin. Remember the Rabbi Yashiv that we mentioned on yesterday's daf, where he says, what's the distinction? What's the chilik? Why does Rav say that Bali Chaim Nidachin only applies to dead animals? Shchutin? Everybody agrees to that. By shchutin, you say shchutin nidachin. Well, the machlokas is whether ba'ale chayim are nidach or not. So Rav Yashiv had said, well, it's based on the Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama of shinui. Nidach can only be applied forever if it's going to relate to the animal as it is now forever. So by an animal that's alive, it's not going to remain this way forever to be kadosh. It's going to be shechted. And that's considered a shinui lagabe gzela. So Sodo is considered a shinui legabe dichui. Masha'ekid, if it's already shachut, Rav Yashiv said that it is going to remain like this forever, and this is how it's kadosh, and that's why the label can remain. That's how we said yesterday, Rav Yashiv can explain this machlokas of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So we're about to relate more to Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, four lines from the bottom. We mentioned that the Mishnah fits it according to one opinion, Rav, and the Braisa is more like explicit like Rabbi Yochanan, and the last point we just made was continuing the point that Rav fits in nicely, and he could explain the machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Whenever we have a machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, who do we paskin like? So the rule is usually Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Allah and Rabbi Yochanan. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. That is the general rule. Here we pass in the Bali Chaim Einam Nidachin. So here it's a little not so clear that we should pass like Rabbi Yochanan. There is related to that a fascinating discussion, as we mentioned in the past, in Rabbi Chanan, in Tafrei Shlam and Gimel, in Maseches Baba Basra, where he discusses there that Tosfos and Ksubas says, Tosfos and Ksubas and Afches holds that Rabbi Yochanan argues with the principle of Rav Tanu Upalik. Rav Tanu Upalik? Rabbi Yochanan argues on that. Rav Tanu Upalik. So, asked Rabbi Chanan, he asked this to Rav Chaim, his Rebbe, V'kiva t'kaim alon, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, alok Rabbi Yochanan, if kain, svirulei, derav enotana, v'lo yuchal achlok ala tanoim. If Rabbi Yochanan is right, and the machlok is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, alok Rabbi Yochanan, and we know that Rabbi Yochanan rejects the principle that Rav is allowed to argue on a tana, Rav Tanu Upalik, so then we should never be able to paskin like Rav against the Mishnah. Because Rav is not on the level of Tanoim. Because Rav Tanu Paul, right? If Rabbi Yochanan is right over Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold to that principle, so we should never pass in that way. And that's a problem, because sometimes we do find that we were passing like Rav against the Mishnah. And the Gemara and Rishonim sometimes, the answer is, okay, Rav can do that because he's like a Tana. But if Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold to that principle, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan in his machlokas on Rav, so then how do we solve that problem? So one of two answers. One could say that maybe we only pass like Rabbi Yochanan when he's head to head against Rav. When there's a machlokas, you do Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, they're going against each other. But here, Rabbi Yochanan says something about Rav. It's not a machlokas that he has with Rav, mutter, usser, first or second. It's a different kind of machlokas. So one might say that the principle doesn't apply to that case. Rav Chaim will give another answer. Rav Chaim said, and we had a daf be'i and share about this from Chaim, the Heshiv, he quotes right here, de be'emes gamamor yish pekocho lachlo garatana. Says Reb Chaim, against most other Mefarshim, that really, fundamentally, even an Amora could argue on a Tana. V'hadamos v'inan tsyufta mitanoi l'amoroi. I, throughout Shas, on every page in Shas, it sounds like that's not true. That an Amora cannot argue on a Mishnah. I will ask a Kasha on an Amora, how can you say this? Doesn't it say in the Mishnah, doesn't it say in the Braisa against you? And the only way he could be defended is if we're Mechalik, or we find another Tanaitic source that supports him. So I, what about Shas? How can you say that? So Vahada Mosvin and Tyufta, Mitanoi Lamoroi, Mishumta Amora, Enocholik Altana. He wouldn't. Not that he couldn't. The ilu yada divrayatana, and if this Amara would have known, lo haya cholik alav, he wouldn't have argued on him. That's what the assumption of all the questions are. Avo b'makom shecholik lehedya, but if he argues anyway, efshe lios halacha kamoso. It's possible that halacha could still be like him. And that's how you find that in a number of places in Shas, when Amoram have to defend themselves, they say, zu mishnah ain't a mishnah. It's not authoritative. What do you mean not authoritative? They're saying, we don't, that Mishnah is not binding upon us. We could say what we want. So that's Reb Chaim, in the Kovach Shir, right here in Tafri Shlam and Gimel. And some say it could be based on a Kesef Mishnah. Earlier, the Kesef Mishnah, at the beginning of the second parak of Hilchas Mamrim, where the Rambam there quotes the Mishnayos and Maseches Idios, that any later Bezdin could argue on an earlier Bezdin if they decide to do so, says the Kesef Mishnah, v'yim tomar, im kein amaylo pligi amaroi atanoi, the same question that Rabbi Chanan asked Reb Chaim, and his answer is, Tali had to understand the answer, v'efshar lomar, shemiyom shachasimas ha-mishnah, kimu v'kiblu, shedoros ha-achronim lo yachloku al harishonim. V'cheinasu gam b'chasimas ha-talmud, shemiyom shenechtam lo nitan rishus l'shum adam lachlok alav. They accepted. Kimu v'kiblu. They accepted not to argue. So what does that mean? Does that mean couldn't or does that mean wouldn't? So Reb Chaim might say that means wouldn't. They wouldn't. They accepted not to. But the Chazon Ish says explicitly right here on Hilchos Mamrim, and others say no. They accepted because they realized that they would be wrong. They realized that the earlier generations were more machaven to the MS, and therefore they wouldn't basically because they couldn't. And they realized that they couldn't. So that's what most Mefarshim assume, that every question in Shas is not just that they wouldn't if they would have known the Divrei HaTana, but that they couldn't because the stage of the Mishnah was a special stage in the Mesorah. It wasn't just like any other generation. It was the Mishnayos, Tanoim, Amoraim. Those were both important stages of the halachic history. And an Amora cannot argue on an Aitana. So if you say that, then you have to come up with another answer to Reb Chaim's question, as we mentioned. But whenever we have Rav or Reb Yochanan, it's an important issue to bring up. Okay, so now we're back to the Gemara, four lines from the bottom, on Samach Dalid Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Tanan, She'ein Chada Sibur Mesa. Our Mishnah said, in the end of the Mishnah that we had, back on Samach Beis Amid Aleph, the beginning of our Perek, beginning of Perek Shnei Si'irei, the Tanakama had said that when we bring the other pair, when we do another Hagrala, because one of them died, and we bring a pair for the one that's remaining, the one that is not going to be used is not going to be left to die. It's going to be Yirat Yistayv. Why? Because Ein Chata Sibur Mesa. Because the Chatas that belongs from public funds is not Mesa. That's not one of the Chatos Mesos. We have the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that five Chatos Mesos, but they don't apply to a Karban Tzibur. What's the Diyuk? Hadiyachid ki hagavna Mesa. But in any parallel case where you would have an animal whose pair was used and you have one that's left over that's not being used, so that it would die if it's a Yachid. So, says the Gemara, now we have the other direction of the question. Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that we use the second animal because the first animal is rejected because Bali Chaim Nidachin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand, because we have a parallel. We have a parallel that the second animal should be used. Again, the Tanakhama says that it's the second animal, the first animal is sent out to graze. And the second animal is used. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan would understand. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, I have a parallel somewhere. Could the Rabbi Abba Amarav, like Rabbi Abba Amarav says, the following. Rashi quotes the Mishnah that Rabbi Abba Amar Rav is commenting on. The Mishnah, first wide line in Rashi, from Maseches Temura. If somebody was mafresh a karban chatas, right, they did an avera, they're mafresh a chatas, and then it gets lost. Then it gets lost, and then I'm mafresh a different one instead. I have animal A. And then I lose animal A, so I'm mafresh animal B. But then I find animal A before I'm makriv animal B. So now what? Now I have two karbanas chatas that are in front of me. What do? So Rebbe says, the Rashi quotes it, mafresh chatas of anev da vifresh acheres tachteha, and Rebbe says, use whichever one you, miskaper ba'achas mehem, use whichever one you want, vashniya tamus. Right, the second one has to be left to die. That is one of the chatos mesos. That's called niskapra ba'acher. Remember the Rashi Teva's vitimna? The nun is niskapra ba'acher. I use one chatos, so the other chatos is now disconnected from its tachlis, its usage, its owner, and therefore it has to be left to die. That's Rebbe Shita. And the Rabbanan say, no. Use whichever one you want, and the other one is left to grace. It does not have to die. Why? Because the niskapra ba'acher means you didn't find it until after you were niskapra ba'acher. If you have both of them standing here and you could have used either one, then that's not called chatos mesos. That is the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan over there. Good. Then, on that machlokas, Rabbi Abba Amar Rav comments, limiting the machlokas, that the machlokas is only if you used the first one. If you use the original one, then is the second one, does it graze or does it have to die? But if you use the second one, you use the one that was never avud, and you have the avud one standing there, then everybody agrees that that one is mesa. So let's read it now. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a parallel to Rabbi Abba Amar Rav. Double Rabbi Abba Amar Rav, Hakomo, then both Rebbe and the Rabbanan agree, based on the machlokas we just quoted. Shem niskaper b'she'ena avuda, that if I use the one that was never lost, meaning the second one, I have one chatas and I lose it. And then I get another chatas and I use that second chatas, even though I found the first one before. So everyone would agree in that case, avuda mesa. Everyone would agree that the one that was avud has to be left to die. So that's similar to our case. Our case is talking about pairs, and this case is talking about single animals. But still, remember Rabbi Yochanan said that the first one dies, and the second one is used. So too in that case. If the first one, what does Rabbi Abba Amar Rav say? The first one, if you use the second one, then the first one has to die. So it's a parallel in the world of Chataos, where you have substitutions. Ela l'Rav, but according to Rav, who says, remember in our case, that you use the first one and the second one grazes. So why in that case, why does Rabbi Abba Amar Rav say that? Havi le kemafresh de chatos lachrayis. It should be like a case where you have two chatos. Where you have two chatos, let's say in Rabbi Abba Amar Rav's case, you have both of them in front of you before you use either of them. So why should Rabbi Abba Amar Rav say that one of them has to die? No. It should be like two chatos, you use one, and then the other one doesn't have to die. It's like kemafresh de chatos lachrayis. If originally I say, I have to bring a carbon chatos, and I designate two of them originally, and the second one can go and graze. It doesn't have to die. So according to Rav, just like in our Mishnah, we use the first one and the second one can graze. None of them, if you have both of them standing there before you have to make a decision, neither of them are considered chatos mesos. So why not over there too? In the comment on that Mishnah in Temura, we should say neither of them has to die. The Ritva and the Tosfos Yeshanim just point out, actually let's just do the answer first, says the Gemara, Kivan de Amar Rava, Rav Savarla, Kareb Yossi, de Amar Mitzvah Barishon, since we said that really Rav holds like Rav Yossi, why do you do the first one? Because the Mitzvah Barishon, as we had twice already, what the Svar is for Rav Yossi, the parallel to Pesach, Meikara Kimafrish Le'ibudami. It's as if when I do the hagrala here, in order to get a second animal, I know deep down that one of these animals is not going to be used. So it's as if I'm being mafreshit already le'ibud. It's not like shtei animals la'achrayas. What's the case of shtei animals la'achrayas? Originally, I designate two animals. They're both exactly on equal footing, and either one of them can be used. And my kavan is, if one of them gets lost, I'll use the other one. But neither of them are ever tainted in any way. But here, because I already have the first animal that I know I'm going to use, so when I do the hagrala to find its pair, so it's ki'ilu I was mafresh li'ibud. I have that in mind originally. The Ritva says here, and the Tosfos Yeshanim, Demairi, when we say demafresh de chatos la'achrayis, it does not mean Myri. Let's start with a question. Hiksha riva. Hechi chayli. Valo enu yachol la'afresh de chatos zu achar zu al chet echad. If I'm afresh one carbon on a chet, the eighth chalef, and then an hour later I'm afresh another one, doesn't work. I've already designated one. You have to say, and this is how we explained it, that it was both at the same time. Demairi kagon sheomer hareni mafresh de chatos. That's what a person says. They did not vera. I want to make sure that this carbon chadas is brought, so I'm mafresh two as security, right at the same time. Echas la achrayis chaverta, one for the achrayis of its friend. Afilu l'man d'amar ba'alma the hecha defrishin stam le carbon gadol bechavin hashu the parsh achrayis shaper chayli shavayu. Fine, that is the ritva. That for sure it is going to work because you did both. You did both at the same time. That is the Ritva. Along the way, and this is how we understood it, along the way, though, the Ritva quotes an important yesod, important principle from another Gemara. In his question, the Ritva says, why should this work to be mafresh one after another? Don't we hold Amrinan bekameduchte kol she'eno bezeach arzeh afilu babas achas eno? The Gemara says this in Mesechas Kiddushin and Mesechas Erevin, that anytime you cannot have two halachic statuses at the one after another, you cannot have those halachic statuses at the same time either. Where does this come up? The Gemara talks about trying to marry two sisters at the same time. I go over to two sisters and I say, Hari Aten, one of you are Mekudeshesli. Or Aten Mekudeshesli. I can't marry two sisters one after another, so I can't even marry two sisters at the same time. That's the principle of Kol She'ina B'Zachar Zeh, Afil B'Bas Achas Eino. And that's the Ritva's question here. So how does this work, Shtei Chatos? If you can't do one after another, why should it be able to work at the same time? So that's the Ritva's answer, that when it's La'achrayas, that type of institution, so to speak, works. Because you're really not saying two things at the same time. You're saying two things at the same time, but really one is a backup for the other one. So you don't really want them to last, both of them with that same status. That's why la'achrayis can work at the same time. But once Kol She'ena B'Zachar Zeh comes up, just to mention, second Reb Chaim of the day, what does that really mean? Kol She'ena B'Zachar Zeh Afil B'Asachas Eino. So the Reb Chaim, there's one Reb Chaim in Hilchos Nedarim on this principle. The Gemara talks about, we know there's a principle that the Baal, a husband, is allowed to be made for the Nedarim of his wife. If the husband finds out about it on the day that he finds out about it, and he's mefer the neder, then the neder is removed and undermined. It's a pasuk mefurish in Parshas Matos. What happens if he does both? If he does both, if he's mekayim it, he's mefer it, says the Rambam, Amar la kayim umuferlech bebasachas, if he says, your neder is mekuya, meaning he establishes it. He says, I agree with it. Kayim umuferlach, hareza kayim. That's the Rambam Shita. If I say kayim lach muferlach, at the same time, it is mikuya. Ask Reb Chaim, v'yim kein kasha la Rambam, de pasak de haha kama chayla. Why should the kiyim work here? If he says it b'bas achas. V'hamishim hach taima, to kol she'eno b'zeh achar zeh, afil b'bas achas eino, tzricha liyos gam haha kama b'tela. I can't be mekayim it and then be made for it. Because once I'm a kayim, it's finished. It's lasts. I have to be made for it right away. So if I can't be a kayim and then be made for it, so why should the hakama and the afar work when I do it at the same time? That's the question of Reb Chaim. If I can't do it one after another, I shouldn't be able to do it at the same time. So Reb Chaim tells us a yesod how to understand this principle of kol she'eino b'zachar zeh, afil b'zachas eino. The only reason, the way that principle works is when one after another, you cannot create these statuses because of a halachic reason. But if the reason that you can't create the two statuses is not because of a halachic reason, but just you have a different type of reason, so then this principle does not apply then. So let's see what he says. He says, V'nira lomar, hodolo chayla hafara achar hakama. Which direction does it not work? Once I'm mekayim the it, and I can't be made for it, or vice versa. Why is that true? So once I'm mekayim it, I can't be made for it. That's a halachic reason. Because once I, as a husband, I establish the loan, and I aver it, and I give it strength, then halachically I can't undermine that. But what about the opposite direction? If I'm mefer it, then I can't be mekayim it. You can't do it either direction. But what's the reason for that? Once I'm mefer alone, why can't I be mekayim it anymore, one after another? Not for any halachic reason. But just because once I'm mefer it, the loan has disappeared. The neder has disappeared. That's why I can't be mekayim it after I was mefer it. It's no longer here. It no longer exists. It's not because halachically one status prevents the other status. That works in one direction. Hakama and then hafara you cannot do because those statuses contradict. So in that direction, that's kol sheinu b'zechar zeh. But the other way doesn't work. The other way is once I'm mefer a neder, so then it no longer exists and I can't be mekayim something that doesn't exist. So that's true, but that's not the principle of kol she'eino b'zechar zeh afil b'bas achas eino. That principle only applies when in both directions it does not work because of a halachic reason. If I marry sister one, I cannot marry sister two afterwards for a halachic reason. If I marry sister two, I can't marry sister one because of a halachic reason. That's where the principle applies. But in this case, it does not apply. Hadinimsa hakama ba'atzma so seres lafara. Aval hafara eno so seres klala hakama. V'machavi matzinu shiyeh neder kayam acher hafara. Az shabra v'chayla hakama. But the problem is, it doesn't exist here. And Nire Pashut says, Reb Chaim, Dolo shayach hach d'shchol she'eno b'zechar zeh. Afil v'vatzachas eno, ela hecha shemitzad hadin eno b'zechar zeh. Halachically, aval hecha d'zeh she'eno b'zechar zeh hu rak mishum dolo yitzuyar she'yehe b'zechar zeh. There's no reality, but zeh lo shayach klal shelo yehe gam b'vatzachas. Okay, that's the important yisod, how to understand the principle, but that was the Ritva's question here. How do you have this case of shtei chatos l'achrayis? Is basically an exception to the rule that here you can do it at the same time because it is l'achrayis. You have a makeup that is built in to make sure for security for your karban chatos.
Okay. Machlokas in terms of what you say first, what you say second.
Well, what you say first, that's just in terms of a chash takala. If somebody says karban l'ashem or l'ashem karban, we had that earlier in this mesechta as well by the label by the Sir Lazazel, Sir Lashem, with the Rishonim asks, why here are you not worried about saying Lashem first? You just say Lashem, while there you say the Chatos Lashem first. That's because the person might die. The person might have after he says the word Lashem, and then it's going to be Shem Shemayim Lashav. Here we're not worried about that, if you remember the Tosfos Rishonim said, because it's already labeled as Chatos. So you're saying Lashem, that's all you have to say, because it's as if Chatos is automatic. Okay, Vayter, says the Gemara Tnan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamus. So next try related to our Mishnah, asking on Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the end of the Mishnah that this animal had to die, right? He argued, meaning a chatos sibur can die. It's a machlokas about the halacha Moshe Sinai. Right? One of the five chatos mesos. Do you say that only applies by yachid and not by tzibur? So this is an example, Pashas, against that famous Rambam that there's never a machlokas about a halacha Moshe Sinai. Put this on the list with all the kashas. This is Pashas of Machlokas about the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of the Chatos Mesos. Rabbi Yehuda says a carbon seabor can die. Tamus. So says the Gemara. Bish l'mal Rabbi Yochanan. I understand how Rabbi Yochanan understands that statement. Rabbi Yochanan, again, who says that you give your makriv the first one. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that your makriv the second one because Bali Chaim are nidachin. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Your makriv the second one." Bishlo Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Sheni shebezug rishon yireh, that the sheni in the first one is the one that is is roeh. You sent the graze because your makriv the second one. So Rabbi Yehuda Tamus Yomus. Rabbi Yehuda's statement where he says no, he argues says no, it doesn't graze; it has to die. That's fine. Miskaper b'sheni shebezug sheni. Rabbi Yehuda would argue on whatever the havamin is that Rabbi Yehuda is commenting on whichever animal the Tanakhama said to graze. So the Tanakhama says the first one should graze, and Rabbi Yehuda says the first one should die, and the second one is the one that's hukrav. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Everything fits in. El Rav de Omar, Sheni shebezug sheni yireh. But according to Rav, who said it's the sheni in the zug sheni that's yireh, because you're makriv the first one. You're makriv the first one. But one second, Rabbi Yehuda Yamus. Rabbi Yehuda says that statement, it has to die. So which one? Rabbi Yehuda b'may michbar. Which one are you going to use? Rabbi Yehuda holds Bali Chaim or Nidachin. Right, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Baalei Chaim are Nidachin, so you can't be Makriv the first one, and the second one is Yamus, there's no animal left. So which one are you going to use? How does Rabbi Yochanan understand the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, no, Mi Savris, we misunderstood Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda's comment. Mi Savris, Rabbi Yehuda, Asheni Shebesh Zug Sheni Koi. Rabbi Yehuda's comment is not talking about the Sheni and the Zug Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda, Asheni Shebesh Zug Rishon Koi. Yeah, it's good what he's talking about. When he says that it's going to die, he's talking about the first one, that Baalei Chaim or Nidach, and that one is not going to graze, that one is allowed to die, period. Okay, so we worked it out. Meaning each answer of the Gemara that we've had for the past amud and a half has been Rabbi Yochanan and Rav would each either not be able to understand the Mishnah, like we said earlier that the Mishnah is smoother according to Rav, or in Yehuda's opinion, they'll understand it's going on a different animal. Vika demosiv hachi. And the others, the question that we had on Amud Beis of yesterday's daf, that we asked in one direction, some ask it in the other direction. V'od amar Rabbi Yehuda, nishbach adam yamus ha-mishtaleach, meis ha-mishtaleach yishafech adam. As we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if one of the animals died, then the other one is not used. Either the blood is spilled out, or the mishtaleach is sent and not used. So Bishlam al Rav, Resha Pligi Bachatas, Sibur, Vesefa Pligi Babali Chaim. According to Rav, I understand the double machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Right? Bali Chaim, as we said yesterday, and Chatas Sibur. There's a double machlokes, and that's the Va'od in Rabbi Yehuda. Elo Rabbi Yochanan, my Va'od. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the Va'od in Rabbi Yehuda? There's one machlokes, right? If everybody agrees that Baalei Chaim are Nidachin, what's the Va'od? There's another, you know, Machlokes here. So Kasha, so the way that question is asked, the Gemara doesn't give an answer to that. Okay, but it's the same question basically as we had yesterday, that Rav would say that Gufa the Machlokes Tanoim is about Baalei Chaim Nidachin. If you say that everybody agrees that way, then Rabbi Yochanan would have difficulty understanding the Mishnah. Next, Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Nishmach Adam Yamus HaMishtaleach. So now let's talk about within Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have the dam of the Seir Lashem already in its Mizrak, and then it spills out, the Mishtaleach cannot be used. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, and the opposite direction also. Bishlama Nishmach Adam Yamus HaMishtaleach. I understand that if the blood spilled out before you got to use the blood, the mishtaleach has to be sent out to die. Why? The akati lo is aven mitzvase. You have not completed what was supposed to be done with the dam. So the seir lazazel, at this stage, its pair died prematurely. And therefore, you cannot say about this lazazel, no, it's fine. Now you just do what it has to do, be done independently. That doesn't work because its pair didn't finish what it was supposed to do. But if you have the blood here, and you have the mishtaleach that has been standing here the whole time, isn't the mitzad, looking at it from the Seir Lashem's perspective, you have the Seir Lazazel, all that was needed for it. It stood there while you were shochet the Seir Lashem. And now, you know, what else is ma'akev regarding the Seir Lashem? Just be ma'akev the dam. Ha'is avid le mitzvaseh. Haven't you completed what you had to do regarding the Seir Lashem? If you look at Rashi's Lashon here on the fourth wide line, Lamalo Tashlumin, third wide line, Lamalo Tashlumin Shata Maskikolo Lahavishnayim Lahagro Lishboch Damarishon. What's wrong with this blood that you have? Ha is Avin Mitzvase the Seir Mishtaleach. What does that mean? Called Dover HaMa'akev Bo Eino Ela Hagrola Bilvad Likvo Al Goral Al Shem Shel Shame Al Shelo. What's the problem? Why can't you use this blood? Right, this year, what, because the Mishtaleach died? But what do you need the Mishtaleach for anyway, anymore? Regarding, so you'll get a new one and you'll send it out. But regarding the Seir Lashem, that doesn't have to be done while the Lazazel is standing here. After all, in a minute, you're going to do the Zrikos, then you're finished with the Seir Lashem. And yeah. Lazazel didn't do anything more. Right, it's standing here. So why would you have to split out the blood? And the Rishonim point out, this is according to the Mandamer, that the Vidui is not Ma'akev, because you didn't do the Vidui yet. But according, if you say the Vidui is not Ma'akev, then why wouldn't you be able to use the Seir Lashem's blood? So Amri Debei Rabbi Yanai, Omar Kra, Ya'om Adchai Lefnei Hashem, Lechaper. Special din, Ad Masa Yeizokog Lioschai, Ad Shas Matandamim Shel Chaveiro. No, in a chami, against what we understood. The Lazazel has to be there, special Gzeres HaKasif, through the time that the Zrikas Adam are done from the Seir Lashem. And therefore, it died too early. So here, that's why Rabbi Yehuda would say, Rabbi Yehuda has this drasha, that each one, if it doesn't last, has to get another pair, you have to spill it out, or you have to send it to die. And that is ma'akev, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That has to be there through the Zrikos. That's what you learn from the word lachaper in the pasuk. Good. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim. Again, we're going to relate to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That's what this is. This section is about. A Mishnah that we had. B'nei Ha'ir, Sheshachlu Shekleyem. Remember, every year we have to send the Machzis HaShekel to the Beis HaMikdash to use for the new Karbet Tzibors sometime during Adar so that from Rosh Chodesh Nisan they could use the new monies. What happens if it didn't get there in time? What happens if it got lost on the way? Whose responsibility is it? So Bnei Ha'ir Sheshalchu Esheglayim. The Bnei Ha'ir didn't want to go from a certain city, didn't want to go themselves, so they sent the Shliach with the money. Shalchu Esheglayim. V'nignivu Osha Avdu. And it was stolen, or it was lost on the way. So we'll talk about, in a few minutes, which type of Shomer we're talking about here. But it was lost on the way. So what's the Halacha? So Im Nitruma Truma. What does that mean? If they did the Trumas Halishka already before what? So that's a machlokas between Rashi and the other Rishonim. We'll go with Rashi first, and then we'll see the other Rishonim. Rashi says, the point here is knowledge. If the Shliya, if the Bailim, it's a question of who has the knowledge. We're going to go with Rashi Pshat first, and Rashi hasn't explicated here, but Rashi explains it elsewhere. If the owner found out that it was lost or stolen after Truma already had been taken off, Im Nitruma Truma, if the Truma had already been taken off, and only then the Bailim found out that it was stolen or lost, so then the Bailim do not have to give another one. Nishba'in legizbarin, the shliach swears to the gabbai of the Beis HaMikdash, you know, I had shkalim for these people, and it was stolen, and it was lost. And the gizbarim have to say, okay. And even though usually, ein nishba'in al ha'akdeshos, special takana d'rabanan, that you're nishba'in this hektish, says the Tosfos Yeshanim. So, that's that case, v'imlav, but what if they find out before the truma was taken off, so then Nishban le Bnei Ha'ir, then the Shlichim have to go back and swear to the people, the Bnei Ha'ir, I'm sorry, it was stolen, it was lost, and they have to give another set. U'Bnei Ha'ir shok l'nacheirim tachteihim, and the Bnei Ha'ir have to give other shkalim. That's the way Rashi understands. Rashi says it has to do with the Yediya, the knowledge of the Bailim. If you look at the Me'iri here, it's also about Yediya, but it's the knowledge of the Gizbarin. If the Gizbarim knew that it was lost or stolen before they did the Truma, so then it's not included. If the Gizbarim did the Truma first and then they found out, so then it would be included. But that is Rashi. Other Rishonim, Rov Rishonim, Tosfos here, and others say that it is not based on knowledge. Tosfos is not quoted on the Daf. Tosfos is quoted in the Ritva and the Tosfos Rishonim say, what does the knowledge have to do with anything? Why should it matter when people know about it? It should matter when it was stolen and when it was lost. And that's what it means. If it was stolen or lost before the Truma was taken off, so then it does not count. But if the Truma happened first and then it was still on the way going to the Beis HaMikdash, that's Tarmin ala Gabev ala Asid. I mean, as long as it was on its way, so that would be included. That's what the Tosfos quoted here in the Ritva says. The Kol Shenavad Kodem Trumas Alishka ain't terminal of Klal. Right? If it goes by the time of the Aveda or the Geneva, not by the time of the Yediya of the Geneva and the Aveda. But this is all part one. Depending when it took place. Nimsu Oshe Hechzirim Haganavim. If it was then found, or the Ganavim returned it, right? After the people had sent in other shkalim. Now there are two shkalim on the way. Elu va'elu shkalim heim. They both have the status of shkalim. Ve'ein olam lahem l'shana haba. But you cannot use it for the following year. So you give extra this year. But you can't have a credit. You can't have a credit for the following year because you're not allowed to switch from one year to the next. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, olam lahem l'shana haba. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't use it for the following year. My time of Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rava, Kasava Rabbi Yehuda, Chovos Shoshana Zu, Kravos Loshana Haba. obligations of this year could be used for the following year. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion right here. If you look at the Mishnah in Shkalim, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita does not appear there. That's why if you look at Rabbeinu Hananel, this Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana Rabbanan. He has Goris a Tana Rabbanan before it, because he's not in the Mishnah that we had in Shkalim. Those of you who are remembering back, I don't remember the Shita. You're right. We didn't have it in the Mishnah there. It comes up in a brisa related to the Mishnah. It is interesting, he pointed this out though in Shkalim. That is, what's the language of the Mishnah? If it was stolen or it was lost, and then in the second half, if it was found or the Ganavim returned it. So it's not parallel. It's what we would call ABBA. Stolen, lost, found, Ganavim returned. Why isn't it parallel? ABAB. So remember there we said, well, it's more probable that it's more common that something's going to be stolen than lost. You're going on to the base of Mikdash. Lechor, the showman would guard it well. They're not going to lose it. So it's more probable that it would be stolen more than lost. Fine. But then on the other hand, it's more probable that it will be found than the Ganavim returning it. That's why you always say the more common one first. That's why the Seder was changed. Two other Ha'aras on this discussion, and then we'll get to the question, and that is, number one is the Rambam. The Rambam has a big limitation on this whole Mishnah. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkalim says, what type of shomer are we talking about here? Might be based on another Gemara, but what type of shomer are we talking about here? The Rambam says, if you gave it to a shomer chinam, so then, always, hari ze nishpa lohem v'niftar, kedin kol shomer chinam, vein chozim v'nosim shekleim pam shnia. The Rambam says, when you're talking about a shomer chinam, there's no distinctions when it occurred. It just said that they have to give another shekel. They have to give, doesn't matter, even if it took place after the truma. Then the next halacha is, if the shomer sachar, then it depends when it happened. So the Kesef Mishnah here points out, where does the Rambam get this from? Why shouldn't there be a chiluk between before the truma and after the truma? It must be the Rambam considers giving it to a shomer chinam already as a pshia on the part of the nosnei shkalim. Why are you giving it to a shomer chinam for? The lowest level shomer. That's how you trust your shkalim. You're not going to have any insurance, right? It's like you when something's important, you get you have to sign for it in the mail. You have to get a receipt, right? All the different levels of security. So you're sending your shkalim shomer chinam. That's it. So the Rambam says the Kesef Mishnah must hold that shehu sover shim shalchem b'yad shomer chinam avo bishen nitrum atruma shoklin shkalam achirim tachteyem v'bnei shepashu b'masha shalchu b'yad shomer chinam v'kakhoz v'edyem b'perish ha-mishnah. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Shkalim, Gimel Ches. Shkalim is in Sefer Zmanim. That's the topic of a separate shir. Why Shkalim is not in Sefer Karbanos, or where it probably should belong, but Rambam obviously feels it belongs here in Shkalim. So it's Gimel Ches. Number one. The other point, the Tosfos Yeshanim says here, Rabbi Yehuda says you could use it for the following year, but why isn't it? Actually, let's continue, and then we'll comment on the Tosfos Yeshanim. Let's continue first, and then we'll get back. Tosfos Yeshanim and Chashuki Chemed. Eis ve'abaya par. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you can use something from this year for the following year. Is that true? Par b'sar shel Yom Kippurim she'avdu v'hifesh achirim tachteyen. If you have the par in the sar of Yom Kippur that somehow got lost, which is amazing how it got lost, right? Yom Kippur, everybody's focused on these animals. But let's say they got lost. V'chein si'iri avodah zara she'avdu v'hish achirim tachteyen. Well, si'iri avodah zara, which is not our issue now, but a carbon, if the Sibur sinned with avodah zara, we know there's a special carbon that's brought. Rashi quotes on the bottom. So all of these and your mafresh acharim tachteyem kulam yamusu div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says they all have to die. Rabbi Lazar Reb Shim chodatze chatos shenis kapra ba'acher. Rabbi Lazar Reb Shim and Omrim yirach yistavu v'yimachru yipluted demand l'nadava she'ein chatos sibur mesa. Right, same parallel machlokas like we have in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says a chatos sibur can be mesa. Question mark though. Why? What's the question? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you can save it for next year? Just like he says you can save the shkalim for next year, why can't you save the seir or the par of Yom Kippur for next year? Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, carbonate sibur kamrit. You're asking about carbonate sibur? Meaning you're comparing shkalim to a carbon sibur? No. Shiny carbonate sibur. Carbonate sibur are different. They cannot be used from 1 year to the next. A shekel that you have not designated for anything yet? Okay, that can be used. But these cannot be used. Shiny carbonate sibur. Kidder Rebbe Tevi, Amar Rebbe Yoshia. Dom Rebbe Tevi, Amar Rebbe Yoshia. Amar Kra. Zos Olas Chodesh B'chadsho. Right, the pasuk in Pinchas. This is the Olas Chodesh in its month. Amra Torah, we darshan. Chadesh v'haveli karbon mitruma chadasha. Give me a karbon from the new truma, from the new one. I mean, you can't use last year's from a carbon sibur that was brought. So just like that's by the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, we apply that to the karbonas of Yom Kippur as well. Fine, so all carbonate sibur, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, cannot be used for the following year. Says the Gemara, Hatenach Sa'ir. Find the seir. The seir comes from communal funds. That's a carbon sibur. What about the par? Remember we had a whole discussion earlier in the Masechta. The par is bought by the Kohen Gadol's personal funds. And we said, does that have the status of a carbon yachid, a carbon sibur? But the Gemara is assuming here that it's not a normal carbon sibur. So why don't you say that that can be used the following year? Gzeira paratu seir. No, if you say the par can be used, and then you might come to you say the sar can be used. So says the Gemara, Umishim gzeira yamusu. Because of a gzeira, then you're going to let this animal, right, go into a field in order that it wanted to be one of the chatos, mesos. Right, some say tsar balechayim. Isn't it tsar balechayim? Even though it's not active tsar balechayim. It's passive tsar balechayim. Is a gzeira enough to do that? Va'od, and also, Had Rabbi Tevi, Am Rabbi Yoshia, Gufa Mitzvah. And this whole idea of using only this year's money and karbanas, that's only a din l'chadchila anyway. Dam Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, karbanas sibur habon be'echad b'nisan, mitzvah lavi min ahedya, chadash. You should bring it from the chadash. V'yim hevi min ayasha and yatsa. Ela shechiser mitzvah. And if you bring it from last year's, it's okay b'diyevet. You machasa the mitzvah. So question mark, go back to the question, according to Yehuda, why can't you use the last year's carbon for the following year? Right, we tried to say, carbon sibur are different because of Rabbi Tevi Amar Rabbi Oshia, but that's only a din l'chadchila. So we're going to go on to try to find a different answer. But even before that, there's a lot to mention. The Chashuk Yechemini discusses, once we're talking about sibur versus yachid. Sibur versus yachid. So he discusses, Tzurva Meirabanan, there's a Tamar Chacham. Who has a choice? But it comes up a lot. Mincha Ma'ariv. The rabbi of the shul is giving a Dvar Torah for Mincha Ma'ariv. And the Talmud Chacham is not going to get anything out of it. Nothing out. He could go and learn on his own for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. More bi'iyun. Is it better for him to stay learning to be part of the tzibur? To learn something that he's not really going to get something out of? Or to learn bi'iyun by himself? That's the question. She'ela. Ha'im roi l'tzurva. We're talking about tzibur versus yachid. Haim serva royal serva mei rabbanon shenim sa b'makam shenayamar bo divrei Torah pshutim b'tzibur beis haknesses b'mincha l'mayriv shemiskayim bo shiel l'balabatim lifrosh min atzibur v'lasog levad b'limud acher or she'ichuto rav yoser or maybe stay there because Talmud Torah derabim is greater. So l'maskana l'maskana he says stay there. Stay the Talmud Torah derabim is adif and also might be the bizoyon for the rav. Right, covered a rav, covered a brius, but along the way, he quotes an unbelievable Pnei Yeshua and Megillah on Daf Gimel. The Gemara there says, if you remember, Kohanim that the Yirmavatlin Talmud Torah Mebnei Mikra Megillah, Kohanim b'Avodasam v'Liim b'Duchanam b'Yisomam Amadam Kuba Mevatlin Avodasam Ubayin L'Shmoa Mikra Megillah. And the Gemara says, Mikan Samchu Shal Beis Rebbe Shemevatlin Talmud Torah Ubayin L'Shmoa Mikra Megillah Kal V'Chomer Me'Avoda. To kalva chomer from avoda. If avoda, which is very chomer, you mevatel, Talmud Torah lo kol shekein. If you mevatel avoda for Mikra Megillah, so Talmud Torah for sure. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, what do you mean Talmud Torah is more chomer than avoda? Avoda is docha Shabbos. Talmud Torah is docha Shabbos? So what do you mean that avoda is for sure more chomer than Talmud Torah? Says the Pnei Yeshua in one line. And then he rejects it right away. But there's one line where he says, it's shayach to say that Talmud Torah derabim would be docha Shabbos. Let's say somebody has to go give a shir. We don't paskin that way. But he at least has that conceptual line flying through his head for one moment. Ule inyan Talmud Torah derabim shall call Yisrael lo shayach didachia Shabbos. Vehecha deshaychi efshar dinachinami didachi. It would be docha. And then he continues and says something else. But The Chashuk Yecheved quotes this line just to emphasize the godless of Talmud Torah to Rabbim, even if it's on a lower level than the person would be doing by himself. That's Tzibur versus Yachid. Anyway, back to our question. So we ask, Rabbi Yehuda, he allows you to use shkolim from last year for the following year. So what about the Karbanos of Yom Kippur? No, because Karbanos Tzibur you have to use each year. We said that's only a din l'chadchila. So try number two. Ella Amar Rabbi Zeira. You know why you can't use it the next year? Lefish Eina Gorol Koveya Mishana L'chaverta. Because this year's Gorol is not going to work for next year. It doesn't last. If it was labeled this year, it's not going to be labeled for next year. The Gemara says, okay, so Venesi Vinagril. So do another Gorol the following year. If this year's Gorol lapses, so why don't you use another one? So Gemara says, Gzeira Shem Yomra Gorol Koveya Mishana L'chaverta. No, if you do a new one, people might not realize you did a new one. They might think last year's worked. Aha Tedach Seir Par Mikol Meimar. Okay, fine for the Seir. But what about for the Par? The Par doesn't have a Gorol, right? Only the Seir have a Gorol. Gzeira Paratu Sire, again. Or Mishum Gzeira Yamusu. But because of Gzeira Yamusu, the Ritva says, each stage of the Gemara thought that their Gzeira was a much stronger Gzeira. That's what we, and then the Gemara asked the same question on each one. But each one thought that their Gzeira was a real stronger one that would override Tzar Balei Chaim. But either way, that's the Gemara's question, so we try again. Amru Rabbanan Kamei D'Abaya, try number three, last one for today. Gzeira Mishum Chata Shemesu Ba'aleha. No, the Gzeira, you can't use it next year, is because we're worried about that its Bailim died. What are the Bailim here? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. We're worried that the Kohen Gadol maybe died. Shema Yomas HaKohen B'Shonizu. Maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to die. And therefore, it's Chata Shemesu Ba'aleha. Ask Tosis. Maybe? There's a Chashash? What, not nobody's going to know about it? Tosis says if the Kohen Gadol dies, it's a major national event. It's not like a Chashash that people are going to forget about. People aren't going to realize. So, what are you talking about? Maybe the Kohen Gadol? No, says Tosis. It's a Lumdish question. Maybe some Kohanim are going to die. And the Par, if you remember, brings Kapara for all the Kohanim. And that already would be enough to ruin it. If a couple of Kohanim die. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here, what exactly is being referred to? Right, that's the case. The Gvura Sari says, how do you understand for Rashi? Of course everybody's going to know about the Kohen Gadol. But the point is, the new Kohen Gadol might now realize that he can't use the last year's Kohen Gadol's animals. That's the point. Right, it's not that, oh, you're not going to remember the Kohen Gadol died. Of course everybody's going to realize the Kohen Gadol died. But that's how he explains for Rashi. One other hara, because then we'll pick up with this tomorrow with this answer, and that is, according to the what we just said, Ein ha-goro koveya mishon l'chaverta. And therefore, you'd have to do a new goro, but ask the Tosfos Yishanim, if it's not koveya, then it should be like a totally new animal. If the goro lapses, then why isn't it good to use it? So the Tosfos Yishanim has a key line. So printed on the next daf, he says, a goro, let me just find it, he says, mashi higrilu aleihem, let me just find the lashon here, because the Mikdash David quotes this line, and has an important lashon about it. He says, temelari, im kein she'ena goro moel klum, lama yamus, v'lo yachol l'shano, so l'sira nasa b'chutz, so l'sira regalim. Why don't you just use it for something else if the goro totally lapses? V'yesh litchos, he says, no, mikom makom, the goro is enough to make you not be able to use it for next year. But it's not enough to label it as a specific carbon. That's the lashon of the Tosfos Yishanim. Says the Mikdash Shavah, what does that mean? The Hagrala seems to do two things, says the Tosfos Yishanim. Number one, she'osa osan kamo kan stuma. Number one, it makes it, these are the animals that are going to be labeled for the Hagrala. Once you do a Hagrala, these animals have Kedushas Hagrala. And number two, it says which one? So what the Gemara means, according to Tosfos Yishanim, says the Mikdash David, is that what lapses the following year? The specifications between them. That's what lapses. But that it's used for Hagrala, that doesn't lapse. Because the Hagrala does two things. That's what he says. Barak pirushan lo mahani l'shana haba. Avo kfiyusan lo osam asiir mahani af liyom akibirim haba. Ven yachon l'shanosan l'siir hanase b'chutz. And you can't use it for something else. Okay, and he discusses that. Maybe we'll talk more about this tomorrow. But Beth Hashem, we'll stop here. So up here, Brother Shem, we'll continue right in the middle, starting tomorrow.